producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour. This is a good day show. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, whom we've heard way too little of lately. And then it doesn't take long for her to wear her to welcome her. You think, why do we have her back again so much? What's
going on? You really love me. You know that.
I do really love you, or you wouldn't be here, actually. And I really love Rich McFadden, or he wouldn't be here. And all the rest of my friends, if I didn't love you, you wouldn't be here. So help yourself. There are some people who love me more than others. That's a better way of putting it than thinking, oh, look at the guy who, well, never mind. Get into a conversation where it went on off the air. Who cares about that? Let's talk about Italian businessman Renato Belletti.
Renato Belletti.
He died last week at the age of 93.
Oh,
Renato
okay.
Belletti is best known as the man who made the stovetop espresso famous, the Belletti coffee pots. He and his family. Yes. So the original Belletti mocha espresso, is that how they say it's not espresso, it's espresso, right?
Espresso.
It's espresso. Espresso.
Espresso.
He looked like, I look at a picture of this guy. He looked like Albert Einstein in Man of Speaking. You could just Google Renato Belletti. So he was, the reason we're talking about him is because his pot, which was very famous, first one he ever developed was in the Italian, some kind of a Hall of Fame. And when he died last week, he wanted his ashes to be buried in the coffee pot that made him famous. So that's what happened. As a matter of fact, there's a picture of the service for Mr. Belletti, and the pot is on the stand where the urn normally, and the priest is blessing the pot. And all the stuff, and the members of his family there, all looking at the coffee pot where his ashes are interned. So anyway,
ain't that sweet?
Very, very sweet. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Oh, bobbity boo, bobbity boobity, bobbity boo. All right, thank you very much.
Feel better
in
now?
A moment. Yes, much better.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
This is Black History Month. We're going to talk about financial status, people in the Black community. What do we want to know, need to know? What do they need to know? Is there a difference in how you would handle things that are in your financial portfolio if you're a person of color? I don't know. I'm curious about that. Later on during the hour, we're going to also talk about soul food. This seems to be Black History Month, although that sounds foolish. Because people who just think soul food is for Black people are foolish. A lot of people love
there's some great soul food restaurants down in D.C. Good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bet there are where you are in New Orleans, too, Roberta. Aren't there lots
oh my
of soul
goodness.
Food
Fantastic.
Restaurants there?
Well, it's really not soul food. You know, it's Creole food.
What is the definition really of... Okay, so let's define soul food. What is
Southern
soul
cooking.
Food?
Southern cooking.
Grits.
Grits, you know, greens, food? Mustard
yeah.
greens, and collard greens.
Yeah.
Collard greens with pork fat and bacon. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. I'm having... this morning for my breakfast, I'm having a cucumber salad, which has all kinds of strange things in it. And that would be something that I think I would experience if I went and ordered a cucumber salad down on Bourbon Street or something. Could you get a cucumber salad on Bourbon Street?
Somehow I don't
know. No, you're not.
Really?
You'd have to buy it with what they call a big blank beer.
Yeah. Somehow I don't think so.
You know, I sent yesterday.
The only thing you're going to get on from Bourbon Street is a big old beer and a Pat O'Brien's Hurricane.
Could you see him walking into like one of those bars and say, "Could I have a cucumber salad, please?"
Walking into the famous store.
Okay, all right. So I was trying to convince Mary that it would be cool. I've never been to Jazz Fest. And so I sent her all of the things that you sent me about Jazz Fest. What happens on the first day, the second day, first weekend, second weekend, yada, yada, yada. And her response back to me was, you don't even like jazz.
That's
or then I sent her a
schedule.
That,
right.
I know, that's what I told her. There's all
has
kinds of stuff.
Nothing to do with
it
that.
Does. It celebrates all the musics of America and specifically New Orleans.
Yeah, but it's. I would like to go just for the heck of it. You know, I find this troubling. I'm going to spend a minute here before we pause talking about the philanthropist. Good for him. Name is David Rubenstein. He's donated lots of money to refurbish various monuments around Washington, and the National Park Service took a check from him yesterday for $18 million. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, why does some private person have to give, even though it's a tax-deductible contribution to the foundation that runs these, why in the world are we, with all the money we spend and waste on all kinds of foolishness, do we not have enough money to make the Lincoln Memorial look the best that it could, or the Washington Monument to look the best that it could, or any of the other things there? This guy has to give $18 million to have this thing rebuilt. I find it's troubling, frankly. By the way, something that was dedicated. The Lincoln Memorial goes back to 1922. And it's been rehashed a couple of times. I just, this fellow founded the Carlyle Group. If you were to Google Carlyle Group, you would find all the Bushes top of the list of investors.
It's funny. This guy. The headline that I see on the LibertarianRepublic.com, evil rich man pays to repair nation's crumbling monuments.
Right. Evil, because he's rich. Evil. Anyway, so that story you can check out as well at DougSteffen.com, where it's 13 minutes past the hour. In a moment, we learn about your financial future to a point.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See Plenty.com/terms for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
15 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Francisca Brown is director of the African American Multicultural Market segment at Northwestern Mutual. She leads the development of strategies to engage and reach the Northwestern customer. She has a master's degree in information resource management, so we can get information, and that's really what this program is all about. So hip, hip, hooray for all of us, Francisca. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The focus on dreams, this is Black History Month. A lot of people think that African Americans are struggling. They don't have a fair piece of the pie. How do you view that when you hear those arguments? Do you think that there is anything to them, or are we getting baited a little bit by people who want to stir the pot?
Yeah, I go back to to everybody has dreams, and everybody wants to have an awareness of how to achieve those dreams and have access. So what we believe at Northwestern Mutual is how do we help people get to that? And that's for African Americans, and that's for everyone.
Mm-hmm. So is it different? Maybe the point here is it different for Black Americans than white Americans? Financial, the definition of the term financial success, would we be looking at it differently, or would we be looking at it the same?
We look at it differently and the same. So it's a yes and a yes. And so while African Americans have big dreams, what we're finding at where they are financially right now and where they want to be, there's a significant gap. And our goal is really to help them to close that gap. So what we find that's different than the white market is that, you know, 1 in 7 don't have long-term financial plans. 1 in 5 have not even started to set their financial plans. And then we also found that over 50% do not even think they can afford to work with an advisor. So I think part of it is about financial education and creating awareness and access.
You know, I think about this in terms of how it's used politically, and I bet that riles you somewhat, the way politicians use sort of a race card to talk about the haves and the have-nots, when in fact you can find plenty of success stories on both sides. Do you use models, role models, to sort of demonstrate to people how one can become more successful?
So I think of it as one person at a time, and I actually start with myself. I was very fortunate at age 21, graduating right out of college, to have a financial advisor approach me about life insurance, because the best time to buy life insurance is when you're young, or I talk about starting today. So really it's about having that person who's that expert in your life to talk to you about savings and paying off credit card debt and paying down your student loans and putting money aside so that you can actually have what you want in the future. The other big piece is I had people in my life talk to me about 401k. And so what I've done with my friends who may not have that same access because I work for an insurance company is I make sure that I talk to them. And the other thing I love about Northwestern Mutual is we're starting early. We're actually going into our communities with our Milwaukee school systems at an early age talking about financial literacy.
What do you tell those, Francisco, what do you tell those kids that you talk to, or whatever age it is, whether it be junior high school, how do you educate them that they should be taking a little bit, you know, 5-10% of their pay, no matter what it is, if they're doing a paper route, if they're getting out of college, to put that away for later in life?
So what's great about what we have on our website, one of our websites is called mint.org, and it's for kids and families to start early about how do I start saving? How do I put money aside? And I think that's so important. And then as they grow and they become young adults, we have Mint Grad that takes it to the next level. So we have education appropriate for every age. But the one thing I think of is just how do we pass on that information from generation to generation? So when I'm talking to my nephew now who wants that Xbox or whatever that is, you can't have it now, but if you start saving and put money aside, I'll give 50%, but you also have to give 50%. So it's teaching those financial principles early. But the other thing is, what I love about what we're doing is, how do I help him and bring him along? So next time I go to my financial advisor, I bring him at age 8. So he starts to learn.
Great
but
idea.
It's really passing on that education.
Great idea.
Yeah, this is something that needs to be done in schools. It isn't being done. It's another one of these outrages. We spend all this money, and people who don't have, let's say the parents don't have a background in this, why shouldn't the children do basic things, learning about investments, balancing a checkbook, basic stuff that is important for everybody to have a handle on. All right, so give us the information site again for this. Will you please, Francisca?
NorthwesternMutual.com. Great place to find a financial advisor and content and videos.
NorthwesternMutual.com. All right, thank you. Nice to have you here to chat about finances, something we don't talk enough about here on Good Day. 21 minutes after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're going to like this, Doug.
Richie says, I'm going to like this.
You wanted to skip it. I said, made it.
This is a remake. A cover.
You're like, I don't like Poison. Skip that song. I'm like, nope. You'll like this one.
Boggins and Messina had the original version. We're going through. Oh, my God. Debut songs from this week and various years. So this song opened up at number 56 on the Billboard chart, and then peaked 10 weeks later, 1989. This week in 1989. Poison, your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Crank it up every day.
Old Brett Michaels did. He made himself a career, didn't he?
Danny, the one that was on The Apprentice, he was on brain cancer.
Danny had brain cancer, yeah. Guy's still rolling along, man.
Alright. Rock and roll. Next song, Don Henley by himself. This week, 1990, saw The Heart of the Matter. This is debut number 8. 8 weeks, it could be number 1. 2 months. This is recognizable music. This is the idea here. Trying to present you some friendly, fond memories.
You know, I watched the history of the Eagles. This was probably a month before Glenn Frey passed away. And when Don Henley and Glenn Frey were out on their solo careers, in the 90s, Henley hated it. He's like, I like writing the music. I like being in the studio. I like recording the music. But in the mid-80s, it was 81 to like when 94 is when they were broken up. You had to do videos. He goes, I don't want to dress up and pretend like I'm in some alleyway singing this song to some girl I know. He's just stupid. I hate it.
There you go.
He says, I want to
sing my song.
I don't want to have to do these stupid videos.
Alright, so that was the song that debuted at number 80 this week, 1990. Okay, let's move to 1991. Another favorite of yours, Richie. Robert Palmer debuting at number 77 that week. Another cover. Wow, this is good. I remember this song now. His version of Mercy, Mercy Me. And it's actually kind of right on for that era in 91.
Oh, mercy, mercy me.
He was a surprising guy in many ways, the kind of music he involved himself. He wasn't afraid. He didn't seem to be afraid of anything musically. Whatever you do, anyway. You?
It was good.
Yeah, you haven't heard it before?
No. I don't remember his version of it.
There you go, Richie. Debuted number 77 this week in 1991. It took 9 weeks to get to number one. Moisey, Moisey Me.
Yeah, ooh, I like song one. Come on, let's move.
All right, let's see here. We get time for one more of these. A debut song from this week in 1992 belonged to the Smithereens.
Another Jersey band for you.
Really?
Smithereens? Yeah.
This week, 1992. Where in Jersey are they from?
They're over near where Bruce is, actually.
Okay. Down in the Ruston area?
Central, the Central West. Yeah.
Huh.
All right, so anyway, this song
20 times in concert, great stuff.
They got started at number 58, moved in, took them 22 weeks to get on to the number one position, but they did it starting this week in 1992. As we review some of the debut charts this week, 28 after on Good Day.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Class action lawsuits play an important role in our justice system. They can make it easier for large groups of people who have been injured or harmed to obtain justice by sharing legal representation. However, a petition filed recently with the U.S. Supreme Court reveals that an alarming number of class action lawsuits are enriching the lawyers while their clients get almost nothing. For example, a class action lawsuit filed over a popular brand of batteries resulted in a payday for the lawyers of $5.7 million. But their clients got less than $350,000 combined. Put another way, the lawyers got 94% of the settlement money, while their clients got only 6%. That's only 5 cents for each of the 7 million folks who were harmed. Let's be fair. Compare that to the already high 33% charged by most of the contingency fee lawyers advertising on TV, and we can see just how outrageous that is. So how can this happen? Learn how by visiting our website at centerforamericatv.org.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your friend Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and Trey Wilcox is going to join us to introduce us. And that's good, Doug. How about introducing us to some healthy soul food? This is just for Roberta and Richie. They love soul food, and it will not include a discussion of a cucumber salad.
I want to see how he makes hush puppies healthy.
Cucumber salad.
Hush puppies.
Yeah.
Good.
Macaroni cheese.
All right, here's a flash from Canada today, headline from Cape Breton, where they have posted on their website a welcome sign. Go to the Cape Breton website. Welcome. Hi, Americans. Donald Trump may become the president of your country. If that happens and you decide to get the heck out of there, may I suggest moving to Cape Breton Island? Donald Trump is president. Move to Canada. How many times have we heard this from various people? If George Bush gets elected, I'm going. Yeah, exactly. All right. So here's what they have. Their promotional site says, "Women, this is welcome to Cape Breton Island, where women can get abortions, Muslims can roam freely, and the only walls are holding up roofs of our extremely affordable houses."
Sounds like
election cycle. There's a threat many people make, but few keep. So if you want to move to Canada, here you go. They put out the welcome mat at Cape Breton. Help yourself.
I'm going to go on the Zillow right now and see what properties are going for.
Right. There's a radio host up there named Rob Calabrese, who has set up a website. It's Cape Breton if Donald Trump wins.com, which is the island. Hi, Americans. He told one of the national newspapers, he's already received hundreds of emails from Americans that want to move to the island. He said, I wish everyone from Cape Breton could read these emails because they'll make you feel proud of living here, because the website explains some of the reasons Americans may want to consider moving to the island. And one of them says, don't wait till Donald Trump is elected president to find out there's someplace else to live. Start now. So, anyway, a lot of diversity there, Richie.
No,
a lot of French-speaking people. Gaelic is spoken there. Temperatures are in the 80s in the summertime. It is very nice. Way up on the northeast, above Maine, near Nova Scotia, Halifax, those areas. And unfortunately, there's a declining population there, so they're trying to get people to move up because nothing to do. There's no industry, no business, nothing there. But it is pretty. I've talked to people who have been there. I think it's
looks like the Eastern Shore here in the Delmarva.
Yeah, very nice. All right, let's move around a little bit here. This is from the sort of byplay coming out of the Michael Moore movie, What's America Going to Invade Next, or Where's America Going to Invade Next? Roberta, this is right up your alley. You seen this movie yet?
No, I haven't. I want to.
Go see it. I saw it before it came out last December, and I was intrigued because even though I think that he's a pile of you-know-what, there are some good things. Very interesting man.
What?
And there's some very
Michael
interesting
Moore?
Points.
What?
He's a very, very pile of.
Oh, okay.
Stuff I put on the feels. Anyway, so one of the things that the movie starts with him making a trip to Spain, and he interviews this husband and wife team that talk about how great it is that they live in Spain. They only have to, they both, between the two of them, get 12 weeks off. They have no worries about taxes. They have a house that's all paid for. The government gives them health insurance. It's like being in heaven. Nirvana! And so we have a story that sort of duplicates that reality at DougStefan.com about a fellow, you can fast forward, he also does, Michael Moore goes from Italy to Spain to Denmark to various places, to France, talking about how socialized governments are so much better for the people and so much more fair for anybody. So here's the story of Joaquin Garcia, who has been a lifelong adult civil servant in Spain. Due to collect an award for loyal and dedicated service for the past 20 years. However, according to the records that they have, this guy's 69 years old. He hasn't been to work for 14 years. He's been paid. He lives in Cadiz.
Welcome to Spain. And,
right, that's exactly what I'm telling you the story. He's posted, see the story posted at DougStefan.com. He skipped work for 14 years, nobody noticed. He's gotten paid.
And he was still getting paid.
He was manager. Yep. He was manager of the water board, and not that kind of water board. He had an office opposite the mayor, deputy mayor. So he's, you know, he was asked when he was winning the award. He made, what is it, $20,000 a year. He was asked by the deputy mayor when it was announced he was going to get this award, well, what'd you do yesterday? I don't know. What'd you do last week? I don't know. What'd you do last month? I don't know. What'd you do last year? I don't know. Turned out they figured out that he'd done absolutely no work since 2007. And then he retired. That's why he's getting this award. So, welcome to Spain, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you can work for years without anybody or not be. You can be paid for years as a government employee and not show up. So is this the rule? No. But it does show you how silly. I'll bet you there are people in America that have gotten away with that, working for various entities. As a matter of fact, I'm sure there are people that have worked in the public sector that have gotten away with that. Now that my mind's going in there, I can remember as a news person at WEEI in Boston doing a story. Now, just coming back to me, what is wonderful about suggestion, this would go back to, I was on that radio station, actually the ops guy in the mid-80s, but I did some reporting and things on the air as well, and I remember going to, I followed, somebody gave me a tip, and I'm trying to remember who it was. It was somebody, because I was close to state government at the time. I had supported the guy that became governor, and it was good politically for my business, and, you know, for my business had nothing to do with the radio business. I was in the bus business as well at the time. So, anyway, I remember going to he lived in Mattapan. Remember going to his house, and I think he was a little old Italian guy, Roberta, if memory serves me correctly. This is almost 30 years ago. And I went to his house. He was supposed to be at work, and he wasn't. And I asked him why he was home. And he was flustered. I knocked on the front door. You know, typical gotcha kind of stuff. And I had fun. This is the only time I ever did this in my life. I'm really now having fun remembering it. I went on it was a very Italian-looking house in a very Italian-looking neighborhood. And I knocked on the door, and it was 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Came to the door, and he looked like, you know, some older Giuseppe, kind of like pictures of your father that I've seen. No, it's very Italian. Bertie's father was very Italian-looking.
Yeah, old
yes, Giuseppe. He was.
He was. Yeah. Name wasn't Giuseppe, but anyway. So
name
what was your
Rinaldo.
Yeah. Rinaldo.
Yeah, Rinaldo.
Facinelli. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, to make a long story short, I started asking this guy some questions. He said, why are you here? I said, because I understand that you work for the MBTA, but you haven't been at work for a while. And he said, well, I've been ill. I'm out on disability. I said, really? They don't know that at the MBTA. They don't know you're on a disability. They think you're showing up to work. I mean, he was a car cleaner, and he worked the all-night shift for 30-some-odd years, and he finally found this young pup that was working with him. He paid him $40 a week to do extra work, and he kept the other $400 for himself. Never showed up to work. $440 a week.
Had the kid do the work.
You paid him $40 a week.
Work was getting done. Work was getting done.
God bless America. This is a great idea.
What did that show you?
You know
about how things like that could be. I mean, if they had any cost saving or anybody, where they had no supervisors on the overnight shift. The guys were car cleaners, and they had to clean hundreds of cars. So who was going to miss one person? And this guy figured it out. So he spent a long time collecting his pay. As I said, his net was about $440 a week, if I remember. $595.
Which is a lot of money at that time.
$30,000 a year, and right, the unions.
Yeah, that was a lot of money at the time.
Yeah, good money.
That was very good money.
Got a variable for working overnight. This guy collected overtime, and he never showed up. He was getting overtime. That's what I remember about it. He was collecting overtime. Anyway, so there are all kinds of abuses. Crazy people. All right, excuse me. Speaking of crazy, I'm going to just sit back and relax and listen to Richie and Roberta talk to Trey Wilcox in a moment about how to conjure up and cook healthy soul food here on Good Day.
Getting hungry already.
Have you ever seen a diver down flag floating on top of the water? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what this means whether you're diving or not next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
In the U.S., a red flag with a diagonal white stripe through it means diver down. It's a badge of honor when seen on a diver's shirt, hat, bumper sticker, and the like. However, when you see a dive flag on the water, boaters should stay at least 300 feet away, while divers stay within 150 feet of their flag. It's the law in some areas and just good sense in order to prevent injury by prop and vessel strikes. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right.
That's my 544 after the hour. Here's celebrated TV chef Trey Wilcox joining us. Roberta and Richie and I, no stranger to creating healthy and appetizing dishes. This is Black History Month, American Heart Month, put all this together. And Trey's come up with some very interesting soul food dishes with a healthy heart twist because of the problems we all have. Some people think that soul food is too rich, Trey, to enjoy. It's bad for you. You're going to change that notion, I'm betting, right?
Hey, Doug. Yes, sir. That's the idea, man. We're trying to keep people heart healthy here. And thanks for having me.
Well, I'm happy to have you on board because we have two soul food experts here, Roberta Fatchell and Rich McFadden. They're both experts. I'm no expert in this.
I live in Northern Virginia, Trey, and when I go down to D.C., down on Georgia Avenue, there's a really good soul food restaurant down there. And I'm wondering how you can take ham hocks and hush puppies and make them healthy.
You know what? We're gonna go a different route than those ham hocks there.
We're staying away from those. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna go into the stores and we're gonna select a little bit of the more lean cuts. Talking about ground pork, we're looking for ribeyes, sirloin, pork chops, pork tenderloin, those kind of things. And then we're gonna take our cooking method and we're gonna divert from deep frying, pan frying, and we're gonna look for grills, and we're gonna start grilling meats, and we're gonna start cooking meats under the broiler and baking them, which is that's gonna be a way of not.
So you're trying to help people reduce fat and calories and sodium. Well, but what about the flavor? I'm not an expert, but these guys tell me all the time about how rich this soul food. Roberta's in New Orleans.
I mean,
she knows
when you cook soul
all
food,
of this stuff.
Yeah, you have to use lard and all of these, you know, different things that are high in cholesterol. So what do you do as far as cooking ingredients what do you replace that with?
You know, I think you're definitely preaching the language of what my grandmother and mothers would be saying. They would sound delicious. But, you know, to keep them alive these days, I'm just packing on a lot of flavor with using different spices and grilling and different methods of cooking. You know, we don't have to have fat and lard to cook soul food. Soul food means we're cooking with soul and we're trying to cook for families and people that we love. So we're putting our heart and soul into the food. That's what makes the food taste delicious. So if you look at one of the recipes that are featured on the PorkBeInspired.com website, you'll see that I'm cooking with jerk spices. I'm cooking with smoked paprika. I'm cooking with flavors that are going to be unique. They're going to be a little creative. My favorite one that I'm cooking right now in the studio is actually the sizzling chili pork chop. That one I'm combining chili powder, smoked paprika, garlic powder, red chili flakes, cumin even, dude. Mixing all these spices together and then packing it onto a very lean cut of pork loin and grilling it. So, you know, then we're kind of introducing something to someone that they're not familiar with, but we're actually giving them something that's better for them and it's delicious.
Okay, so another big aspect of soul food is a lot of value, a lot of bang for your buck. You can buy some of the cheaper cuts, you can buy some of the cheaper foods, and you can feed a whole family out of it. So are you able to incorporate that into your menus?
You know, I think there's a great cut out there called the New York Pot Roast that I would definitely say I could put it to any test of saying I could feed a family of 4 to 8 with that one cut of pork roast. And then, you know, cooking that in herbal flavors that we like to use. You know, when people think about flavor, they always overlook herbs. We're talking about rosemary, sage, thyme, garlic, onions, you know. Lard doesn't have any flavor at all. It's just fat. You know what I mean? So when you think about what you substitute that with using some garlic and maybe some jalapeno and some rosemary, now you kind of got something that's got my attention.
So when you walk down the herb aisle, that can be kind of spendy too. I mean, you can pay $3-4 for a little bottle of these things. How can we get some cheaper herbs and work into our cabinet?
I would always recommend fresh, which is less because it hasn't been processed. You know, when you go down an herb aisle, that means you're rolling down the dry spice aisle, which means someone's taken the herb, dried them, put them in a really nice jar, put an expensive sticker on it, and sold it to you for about 4 times the cost.
Right.
If I go to the farmer's market and I look at a big bin of rosemary, then I'm probably going to get a big bundle of rosemary for about $1. And so those are what we want to get away from doing, is get away from the dry and get into the fresh. And pork being one of the more inexpensive cuts. So you're going to feed a family really well, and you're going to feed them something delicious without breaking the bank.
Good stuff.
All right, so take Trey's advice. Go to pork.com. PorkBeInspired.com. PorkBeInspired, all one word, PorkBeInspired.com. Trey Wilcox, thanks for being here. Some good ideas for good eating. I was thinking about that when I saw something from the food department that was used by a very clever fellow for Valentine's Day. Kareem Kennedy gave his girlfriend, Tierra Leftwich, a bouquet of chicken nuggets and waffle fries instead
Yum.
Of flowers. And in return,
chicken
she gave him
waffle fries.
A bouquet of Reese's peanut butter candies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So a little creativity is good. 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, the number one Tech Talk time item is Apple versus the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Apple trying to stifle this judge's order that would require them to open up the phones of the San Bernardino, California shooters. They say it's an overreach. What say you? Lots of comments on this. Facebook.com/Good Day. The poll at DougSteffen.com is focused on this. We'll bring it around full circle to give you a little more information on the issue in just a moment here on Good Day.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now. Then enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
All right, 56 past the hour as I skim over the phone. Connected devices, internet-connected devices will outnumber humans 4-1 in the next 5 years. 34 billion devices will be in existence on the planet, according to a Business Insider Intelligence report. How about that, boys and girls? 34 billion devices in use, outnumbering humans 4-1 by 2020. Imagine, just put that in your head and rattle it around for a while, huh? While we think about Apple and whether or not they should be able to get into the back door of this, well, the focus is on a couple of iPhones that belong to these San Bernardino shooters, but if it happens, that means they'll be able to get into yours. The government will be able to get into mine. Everybody. Here's reporter Madeline O'Neill talking to an Apple expert about the debate here between privacy and security.
When it comes to getting into a locked phone without erasing its data,
Customers will come in and they'll have forgotten their passcodes. There's no way around that for us.
The FBI runs into the same issue as the average Apple customer.
You call Apple, you convince them that this customer actually owns the device. It's not going to do them any good. In the end, it's still going to erase the device.
Apple's CEO and others worry that if they help the government bypass that auto-erase technology, it would be a slippery slope.
If you end up opening a door, even just for one case, then you're going to be wondering, all right, so here's the next scenario, and it's just a little bit further to being problematic.
Locals also worry that letting the good guys in for the right reasons can just as easily let the bad guys in for the wrong ones.
If they get this for just one event, which, I mean, everyone understands that's kind of important to know what's going on, that anyone can do it, not only the U.S., but China and a bunch of other countries can start accessing, and hackers too.
That'd be a dangerous tool for somebody who had bad intentions.
But balancing privacy concerns with security.
National security is not a small thing, and if you can try to avoid some huge tragedy, then you should probably be trying to do that.
Is a bit of a balancing act.
Definitely a fine line.
And lights up a meaningful conversation without clear-cut answers.
I don't really know where that line has to be drawn, but there definitely has to be some debate and look very closely on what they're asking for.
I think that's probably going to be an age-long debate. You know, where is it okay to invade people's privacy for the sake of security? And I don't think I have an answer for that.
All right. What do you think? Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, are you on the FBI side or Apple's? A, FBI. B, Apple. C, I'm not sure. D, I don't care. E, I don't know what this is all about. I'm on Apple's side. Comment from Patricia. Don't cave, Apple. Robert writes on Twitter, Apple is setting an important precedent. It should not be forced to have an engineer essentially write an exploit for their own software at gunpoint.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.